Welcome to another episode of Controversial Minds. And today, we're going to be having a very interesting discussion about a new genre of music. I don't know how really new it is, but it's new to the Americas. You know, it's something I've been hearing about. You know, you might hear some things like BTS or XO, EXO or something like that. I believe this genre of music is called K-pop. I don't know a lot about it. I have no clue about it, honestly. From, you know, I know they just had some press in the award shows in the U.S. recently, in the last 6 months or so. So I've brought in a good friend of mine, my man Randy, to shed some light about this topic because he has more information than I do. So, with that being said, I want to introduce my man Randy.
How's it, guys? This is Randy. I know Jay for a long time, and yeah, I'm kind of the resident K-pop person here.
Yeah, definitely.
Probably the only guy he knows that knows K-pop. Definitely. Him, but yeah, so this is my first podcast with someone, so this is going to be awesome. We just finished a collab on my YouTube channel, so...
Where can people find the YouTube channel at?
So my YouTube channel is OAS Productions, and you can also follow that name on Instagram at OAS_Productions.
Yeah. And then, what is K-pop, bro? That's the question.
Okay. Well, obviously K-pop, or K for the pop, is for Korean. So it's okay. Korean pop music, basically. It's just shortened, so it's just K-pop to start. Okay. Basically, from what I've seen, it's basically our music brought to Korea in a sense. The stylizing of it is just the Korean version of American pop music, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what is pretty much the start of all of this? Do you have any information on that?
So actually I have some pretty good information. So really the first, like, I actually know what the first K-pop song is, and I have it on me. Is this gonna be copyrighted or...
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not gonna play it, but I have the title name. So it's the first real K-pop song, because he took the concept style from America and brought it into the song he made, by Rain. Rainism is the first official K-pop music video ever posted, or, you know, brought to YouTube. And that was posted in 2005. But K-pop didn't really grow until the late 2012 year. Because in 2012, at that time, a YouTube channel, which I think jump-started most of it, but is what jump-started the genre to me. The Fine Bros, as you guys know, they created a react to K-pop video. Mm. And the first one they posted was with 21 and a couple of the K-pop group names I don't remember, but 21, you guys might know if you're a K-popper, very famous group. They reacted to that first with kids, then they moved to YouTubers who reacted to Big Bang, SHINee, and Girls Generation. Mm. And at that time, they were the biggest groups in Korea. And with that being said, that's when it kind of jump-started. So Big Bang was kind of the horse that brought K-pop in. I actually watched that video so many times that I got all three songs. Or, well, not all three. But I got SHINee's, you'll know the titles. The famous one, Big Bang, Fantastic Baby, and SHINee's Lucifer. I got those two songs. Those are my very first two K-pop songs.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, the 2012 era is where it started growing.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the K-pop people who were riding strong in 2005. You guys have helped it grow to the level it is now. Yeah. And shout out to everybody who's still listening.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't really... Before meeting my man Randy, I didn't know what K-pop was. Honestly, I'll be real with you. Never heard of it. Didn't have any interest in it.
It's okay. No one really knows.
I mean, it was just something new. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We live in the U.S., if you guys don't know. We live in the U.S., currently Hawaii.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just not something that's really big in the U.S. culture yet. Yeah. But something, an interesting trend that I've been noticing as of recent is that this year, if I'm not mistaken, BTS, which is a K-pop group.
Yes.
They were featured in one of the bigger award shows this year. You might know the award a little bit better than I
do. If you guys are ARMYs, which is the fandom name, K-pop groups have fandom names, the BTS is one's ARMY.
And what does BTS stand for, by the
way? Bangtan Sooryeondang.
Okay.
In Korean translation, it's Bulletproof Boy Scouts. That was what the original name was, but now they're just, they keep it short for BTS. So that's actually the original Korean name for them. So, yeah.
That's actually a pretty cool name, Bulletproof Boy
Scouts. And, I can tell you right now, their music has changed a lot. So if you guys are ARMYs out there, you guys know No More Dream was their very first music video. They basically were going for a boy band, rock band concept.
Old Justin Timberlake and
Boyz II Men. Kind of like a rock band, basically, the concept. It was interesting to see that. I've watched the music video, and I personally don't own the song just because it's not really to my taste, but I see how they started, and it's pretty good. And then around the ARMYs will know, around the I Need You era, every song has an era.
Go into a little bit more depth, because I have no clue what you're talking about.
No, it's okay. Yeah, so a couple things in K-pop that there are eras, as big K-pop fans will call them. So they base it off their main song or their main album. So the I Need You era, or the I forget the album name at the moment.
It's all good.
I think, if I remember correctly, The Beautiful Things in Life. I'm sorry, ARMY, if I don't remember exactly, but...
Oh, dude, you might get some DMs about that.
It's okay. It's okay. I haven't been to BTS long, that's why, but I do know a lot about them. So, yeah, but the I Need You era is when they really started growing, because that song is what really brought them onto the scene in the K-pop genre. So,
yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So exactly how long have you been following BTS?
So for me personally, I've been following BTS since the 2016 era of their music. So the first song I ever heard from them was Dope, which is a really good song, and ARMYs will all know that song as well.
And just for a little background, when you're first discovering this song, where are you and where are you finding this song? How'd you come about it?
So this is actually a funny story of how I discovered BTS. So Ryan Niga Higa, if you guys don't know, he's a really old time YouTuber. I was watching a behind the scenes videos, and then all of a sudden they were talking this guy was saying Bangtan Boys, and then they're saying is that their name? And then Ryan's like, is that their name, BTS? And I'm like, then they're like, it's a K-pop group. I'm like, really? So I looked it up, and the first thing I found was the music video Dope. So mostly every time I discovered a K-pop group, it's from YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, which is where most of the K-pop music videos are. So if you go on YouTube, you type in K-pop, you'll find a list of different groups. There's I don't want to say thousands, but there's hundreds. There's hundreds of groups in K-pop. There's just a lot of bigger name ones right now that are popular. BTS is probably number one right now. So yeah, that's definitely what's up right now.
You can tell where the loyalty lies in that statement.
BTS is my second favorite.
Okay, okay.
EXO is my number one.
Okay, excuse me.
All my XOLs, you guys know. You guys know where I stand. Because they're the ones that really got me into the genre. So, yeah. But that's how I discovered BTS, basically. It was through a YouTube video of someone talking about them.
I think it's phenomenal how we get put on to so much information. Put on means introduced to so much information just through watching content. You know what I'm saying? We can hear a song, you can hear some people mention something. We can find out about a whole new thing in life that we had no clue. That was awesome.
No, yeah.
Thank God for the internet.
Yep, ain't that true? Yeah.
So, what would you say is, what would you like to see happen with K-pop? You know, I know it's not a favored genre. I'm not going to say it's not highly favored. It's just that enough people don't know about it. Do you think that it's growing in the U.S. to the point where people will become a lot more aware of BTS in the next 5 to 10 years? Or EXO, whichever group?
So for me, my personal favorite group is EXO. But BTS is the big one, so I like... I support BTS because they're my second favorite, and I definitely like their concept. It is... It's a little bit more American style, too, compared to EXO's, which is definitely way more Korean origin K-pop to me. I do see it growing, but I will say right now, the growth of it will definitely take maybe a few more years before other groups get recognized. So as of right now, BTS is just... Basically the horse leading the charge, bringing K-pop to the U.S. Because they have that American concept and style with their music now.
That's how they've infiltrated really our market.
Yeah, that's basically it, yeah. Really, like, in 2016 when their album Wings came out, a lot of people downloaded that album and they really liked the music from it. And then, like... Billboard really noticed that and noticed, like, hey, these guys are getting almost as much, like, you know,
press,
international popularity, like, our people in the U.S. And, like, they should be nominated, and they found, like, a category where they fit, which is top social artists, which, if you guys are listening right now, very soon will be the new Billboard Award, and they are nominated for that position again. So, yeah.
And I think that's very interesting what you said. I don't know if a lot of people call this top social artists. What does social artists mean? Do they mean social media?
Oh, it has to be something like that, because they're definitely doing something on social media. Like, there's a lot of...
killing on social media.
Yeah, like, if you... I mean, like, I notice on my... When I type a hashtag for, like, BTS, for example, there's, like, over, like, 15 million hashtags for it. And then the ARMY one is even more funny. Sorry. The ARMY one is even more funny, because it's mixed with U.S. Army pictures, but yet there's also BTS pictures in random places. And so it's like, they're trending, definitely.
That's interesting. That's an interesting perspective.
And their
That's
music true. As well. So, yeah.
Here's another interesting thing I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
Being that you listen to Korean music, K-pop, BTS, from my understanding, you don't speak Korean.
No.
But I
only know a few things, but not... But, no.
But how do you... Like, when you're listening to the music, the feeling that resonates to you doesn't have a language. Is that correct? So they're pretty much infiltrating your ears by making you feel some kind of way, even though you don't know what they're saying.
So, for me, which is interesting about me personally, I'm very selective on music. So, obviously, I don't listen to all K-pop, but I do know a lot of songs, or I primarily listen to my favorite groups, right? But I don't have all their songs either. So, for me, it's just personal taste for me. Like, if the beat sounds good, if it sounds good, or if it has a good message, and if the lyrics... Which is the tough thing about America, I don't know, but, like, a lot of American music, to me, has a little bit too much... cursing and cussing.
Okay, yeah.
I don't mean to, you know.
No, it's preference.
But yeah, for me personally, there's a lot of American music have a lot of, you know, bad words and stuff now on them, and it's really brought my taste in American music down, which is unfortunate. And I kind of wish that it would be more like K-pop, because I've checked translations, triple checked translations of Korean music. There's like no curse words in their music. All of it's clean, and all of them have different messages, like either a love story or a positive message in life, you know, all that kind of stuff.
You think that's a cultural thing? Like in the U.S. culture, it's just the way our vocabulary is set up?
Yeah. I feel like vocabulary-wise, it's definitely different, but who knows? Like, I think another thing some friends from Korea have told me definitely is, which is weird. I hope none of my K-pop groups that I like curse a lot, but like, in order to get on TV shows, they can't curse in their music.
Yeah, you gotta clean it up. You gotta have a public image versus
personal life, private image. Judging by a lot of their, by the group, my favorite groups personally, they definitely don't tend to say bad words. Like, I've watched some videos of their English translations, all 100% accurate, so they're not saying bad languages at all, but even in their own personal, like, there's a video thing called VLive where K-pop groups, like, they kind of, like, it's like a...
Is that, like, our Twitch?
Basically, yeah. Basically a Twitch for K-poppers. They go on that, and they, like, kind of just, like, do a little live video, you know, talk to the audience and stuff. They don't say any bad things. Now, there are some groups that have had kind of reps for that.
Like the bad boy groups or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, in a sense. So, yeah. There are some groups, but, like, EXO and BTS, as far as I've know, is they haven't said any bad words on any of their, anything they've done. And I think they're all good people. Even their social media posts, like, they have a little translation. Like, some of it's off, but then my Korean friend can read it, and then he'd be like, oh, he's actually saying this, not what the Google Translate says. So, yeah. And it's all more, and there's no really bad words in them. I think they tend to be more nice in that culture. So, yeah. Definitely a lot more welcoming. Yeah, and so it's fun meeting Korean people, and we got to talk about K-pop, so.
Nice, nice. Yeah. So, in the future, could we see a potential, because my man Randy does a food blog, so it would be really interesting to see him do a food vlog in Korea.
In Korea.
With some kind of K-pop twist tied into that.
Oh, man. That would be my dream.
Could we see that in the future?
That is a possibility. I mean, like, if I continue to go on this platform, yeah, definitely. Like, with YouTube.
Is it an if or a when?
More like a when and if at the same time. Because I don't know if I'll be on YouTube forever, right? So.
You never know, bro. You could be the next guy.
That's definitely true. Yeah, that'll be a fun one. I definitely want to learn some good Korean food when I go sometime. Yeah.
There's another question. Okay. How's your Korean studies coming along?
I don't study anything Korean right now. Only K-pop.
Well, so you are studying Korean, just not in the traditional school setting.
Not in the okay. Technically, I do and don't study Korean. I think if I stay in school long enough, I'll try to learn. So
you could also learn on your own.
Yeah.
They got plenty of apps, dude. They got this texting app. I forget what it's called. I'll send it to you. But you pretty much just type in what you want in English. It'll give you the translation of the language that you're looking for.
Yeah, the only thing is if it's wrong, then they're gonna tell you.
You got Korean friends.
Yeah,
that's true. Test it out on them.
They might be like, what?
They should be like, how do I say this the right way? And then they give you the right way. And just like, this app sucks.
Yeah, but that'd be definitely something that'd be cool to learn. As of right now, I've told myself I'll just hold off on learning another language. So
okay, yeah. And I think this K-pop thing is gonna be a very interesting phenomenon that's gonna be going on in the U.S.
Oh yeah, like
5 years or so.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people are really taking it as serious.
As of right now.
Yeah, as of right now. I don't think a lot of people are really taking it serious, being that we have so much, you know, musical talent going on in the U.S.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we always are discovering more.
Yeah.
I think the way that BTS went about infiltrating the U.S. market by kind of being relatable in the sense that they have that real authentic boy band vibe and presence to them.
Definitely,
In the U.S., in the younger audience, is huge. And I think that's another great thing that they're doing.
Yeah.
They're appealing to the younger audiences because the younger audiences have more time to grow into the music versus the older audiences who are already settled into their music from the past.
Yeah.
So I think their strategy of the way that they infiltrated the music market here, what they're doing with their platform socially, because I feel like most of their, I don't want to say clout, you know, most of their internet or buzz and stuff like that is coming off of social.
Yeah.
So they're using that social media platform to leverage and scale into different markets, which is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, no, it's... Yeah, they're definitely doing a really great thing. And BTS, they're involved in writing their own music too.
Oh, they write all their own stuff too.
Yeah,
even more.
Which is interesting. I forgot to tell you about that too, but their K-pop groups, they're all produced by companies.
Oh, yeah. So this is like this isn't like people exploring their passions as a corporate interest group.
In a technical sense, yes. Mm-hmm. But at one point, the artists can write their own music. But BTS, they've been writing their own music since they started.
So what's the difference? I mean,
so their
as far
group,
as how they set their...
Basically, their company was small enough to where it allowed them that more freedom. If you guys know K-pop, there's like bigger companies like SM Entertainment or... what was the other company name? There's like several companies out there. Big Hit is BTS's Hit Entertainment is BTS's platform. One Decay is another. Remember that. JYP, which is crazy.
They're big
groups,
guys.
They produce the groups. Yes. One of the recent groups I've watched an interview of them. Shamefully Twice. Everyone who's listening on the podcast, if you guys know Twice, then I will admit I listened to them.
I don't understand that.
They're a girl group.
What does that mean? Shout out to Twice, man. Shout out to Twice. You ladies keep killing it, and I hope you come for BTS's spot. That was misogynistic, Randy.
Anyway.
Shout out to the ladies.
Anyway, they released an album this past year.
Okay.
And
how was it?
This time they got to write most of the music on their own.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Congrats to them.
Yeah.
So shout out to Twice, man.
Because usually how it works is like the company will write a song and then they give it to a K-pop group and they listen to it and they decide if they want to sing it or not and stuff. This time they gave it, but they said like, okay, now you can like kind of like tweak it to your thing and you can write your own stuff. BTS's company was different.
They got complete in 2000 soul owner.
Yeah, and when they released I think it started with the album Wings. When they were creating Wings, which is the only, probably the first album with each member having their own solo song. Yeah,
what's the average songs that they how
they're
many
on
in the group?
So BTS's members are 7 from my... This is bad. See, this is why you know that I'm... This is how you know, like, I'm not... This is how you know BTS is my second favorite group. There's 7, if I'm correct. Yeah, so... What's it? So, they're a 7-member group. If I'm wrong, Army, I'm sorry. I'll correct myself one day. I'll correct myself in an hour or two.
You'll be getting some DMs. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll get... Don't worry, I understand. But yes, they're a 7-member group, and what's it called?
I'm gonna make sure to hashtag every BTS fan.
I'm sorry, Army. I said wrong things. It's okay, but yeah. So there's 7 members, and they all wrote their own songs for that album. But usually, in a K-pop song, we're all in a group. It's just each one has a set singing position. Like you have the rapper, you have the main singer. You have, which is not a singing position, but you have a main dancer, which is in a music video concept. So there's that. And so, like, it all pans
out. Everybody's
like,
playing their role, yeah.
Yeah, basically, each member has a role in the music video, whether it's a main vocalist, main dancer, rapper, secondary rapper, you know, there's a position they have to be in for every part of the song.
That's interesting.
So, yeah. It's like basically you're taking, like, one song and you're figuring out who will play this role the strongest.
So indeed.
It's the same with BTS when they're writing their music as well. They're trying to figure out which member does the best at this and stuff and so.
Yeah. It's pretty interestingly structured.
Yeah. And they have leaders as well in the group. Mm. So yeah. Like RM is the leader, BTS.
RM, does he have a... Is that abbreviation or?
Yeah, it's abbreviated for his old name. It used to be called Rap Monster, which he kind of is. Hey, I'm gonna say that right now.
I want my
Rap
man
Monster.
RM.
I'm gonna say this right now. RM, you're really killing it. I really like your style of rap. I would say you could go against Eminem if you had a rap.
Hey,
battle.
RM, RM, I want you to come see my guy, J. Cole. You know what I'm saying? I think my guy J. Cole would teach you a little song. You know about the rap game.
He knows English.
Oh, I like to see my man come. Hey, RM, if you got the time, bro, you know what I'm saying, to come out to the U.S., I don't know how it'll be possible, but we'll set you up a rap battle. You know what I'm saying, with somebody. I got some people out in Florida who make some killer music. They got some awesome things. We'll see if we can't set you up something, bro.
And shout out to V. I want to meet you so bad.
Hey, and if there any chance that BTS actually sees this, I'm gonna be translating this over into Korean and then marketing in Korean markets on Facebook and Instagram to go ahead and spread this vibe. But if any chance BTS sees this, y'all show my man Randy some love. Give my man a follow. Give him a shout out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if you know somebody who knows BTS, or you could be a friend of a friend or a family friend of somebody in BTS, tell BTS much love. We got some support in America. Yeah. And especially in Honolulu. So anytime you guys come out here, you know, my man Randy will show you guys all the cool food spots.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I might be there, too.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely shout out to BTS. You guys are definitely killing it here. Yeah. And EXO, you got to get up on that list, man. I want to meet you guys so bad. Especially my man Chenyao. Chenyao. I want to hang out with you, Chenyao. No joke.
Chenyao? Anybody knows Chenyao? Let's set something up, man. Let's get it on. Chenyao. All
right.
We need an interview.
Yep.
Maybe a food day.
Main rapper of the group.
Okay. Oh, so Chenyao and RM, you know what I'm saying? We'll have you guys battle first. And then the best of the two, you guys can come battle my boy, Teddy Man, out of Florida.
Wouldn't that be something for a podcast and a YouTube video?
That would be classic. We need to arrange that, man.
Yeah. Message us.
We'll be in the DMs, too, so yep. If you guys know anybody, tell them to look at the DMs. Yep. We're going to be in there. Exactly. But we're going to be wrapping this up here shortly. What do you feel is the future of K-pop in America?
With BTS leading the charge, who knows? Like, BTS is definitely going to continue growing. The fandom here is huge. I don't see it going down for years. Like,
it's a new genre of music, you know what I'm saying?
Like, who knows? It could just, yeah. At one point, at the Billboard Award even, there could be its own separate category.
Yeah.
Instead of just being the top social artist.
Yeah.
So,
and shout out to all the social media artists. You're the smartest artist out there today. Facts.
Yeah. That's, yeah. And then, what's it? Oh, man, yeah. But I definitely don't see K-pop going away. It's just going to continue growing. Again, at a slow rate, but at one point, it's definitely going to be a main genre at one point. Maybe in, like, three or 4 years from now. Who knows? If BTS, like, does well this year, who knows? They could probably just be, like, on top already at that point. Like,
and then here's one of my closing questions.
Okay.
Can we in the future will we be seeing any more K-pop content coming from the OAS page?
Oh, well,
because with the I can't really speak on this with sure certainty of numbers, but I feel there's little to no representation for the K-pop genre. In the U.S. market, because we're just too focused on our own things. You know, we got a lot of great things going on here musically that we're not really aware of these other markets.
Right.
So, if somebody needed some K-pop information, could they go ahead and find it on the OAS page?
I do.
Or even DM you to get a little bit better insight?
Oh, no, yeah. You can definitely DM me on my face. I forgot to mention this. I also have a Facebook page. And my Instagram, definitely, yeah. If I don't respond immediately, I'm sorry. I'm a very busy person. I forgot to mention that, but if you have any questions, definitely ask. I will do my best to answer any K-pop questions. But, you know, the easiest thing, honestly, just look up, go to YouTube and just watch their music videos and listen to their music, and you'll kind of, and I feel like you would understand what I mean by how K-pop is so unique in its own way.
All right, and this is my closing question, my last question. If you had to give us a breakdown or a tutorial of an introduction to K-pop in a 5-minute summary.
Oh, man.
Where we should start listening, who we should start listening to know the origin of the style, and where it is now, and where we should begin on that.
That's how you end it right there. Big question.
K-pop tutorial with Randy. K-pop
tutorial. Oh, my goodness. So in 5 minutes, how am I supposed to do this?
What's the first thing we should Google?
First thing you should definitely Google is go to just Google BTS.
BTS.
Just start with their music. Because they show what K-pop is right now. And then after that, look up EXO. They have their own, they also have their own unique style in their music. And like, they wrote from their last album, The War, their music, they wrote most of the music on that, and their vibe for that one was unique. They went with a more, not Jamaican, that's not the right word.
Like Caribbean more island, like a, kind of feel.
More like a Hawaiian, definitely inspiration from the Philippines, Hawaiian type music with Coco Bop. I would listen to DNA. Also, I would listen DNA by BTS, which is their biggest song from last year. Also, if you want to, their upcoming album, which is being released from this podcast tomorrow, May 18th, the release of their comeback album, Love Yourself, Tear. Their main soundtrack will be Fake Love, which is an interesting title.
That's so relevant. That's super relevant to what we got going on in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There's a lot of fake love and things of that nature going on right now. So love yourself if you're out there in the U.S. or anywhere in the world. Love yourself. Just don't indulge in that fake love. Shout out to BTS, man. They spreading the positivity. I like that.
Yep. Definitely watch BTS. Then watch EXO.
Okay.
And then if you are wanting to listen to a girl group, My recommendation is Twice. Two things can happen. You'll blush up a lot. And you are going to fall in love with these girls. They write... This is so hard for me to talk about. They're one of the most adorable girl groups I have. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. I get embarrassed whenever I talk about them. That's why. But
I think Randy has a K-pop crush.
Kind of. Minor crush.
He has a K-pop crush.
Let me do it. Yeah, but listen to Twice.
Shout out to Twice.
Yeah. Also listen to Girls' Generation. They are one of the bigger girl groups from back then. The song I recommend for them is I Got a Boy. That was the first song I heard from them. And I think bros want to listen to girl groups. That's a good song to start with. Yeah. And for Twice... TT and Likey.
Likey, not Lychee.
Likey, it's Likey, yeah. Not Lychee, it's Likey.
Everyone... Shout out to all the Lychee fruits out there in the world. you will be deliciously consumed. I like Lychee.
Yeah. And that would be pretty much what I recommend, watching those four groups.
Okay.
Start, yeah.
That is your K-pop tutorial with Randy Katayama.
Yeah.
One more time, where can I find you, man?
You can find me on Instagram at OAS_productions, or my YouTube channel, OAS Productions, and then also my Facebook channel, Facebook, which is the same name. So, yeah.
And you got any shout-outs? You want to shout-out anybody?
Oh, man. Okay, so once again, shout-out to BTS. Congratulations on your nomination again, which is coming soon. I hope you guys take that award again like you did last year. You killed it. ARMY, shout-out to you guys. You guys are awesome. And then shout-out to EXO. You guys are what got me into there. I really want to meet you guys one day. You're my all-time favorite group. Best song in the world, Overdose. And to the EXO-Ls, keep the fandom up. We got to get them up there, BTS. Yeah, and... final shout out, we'll have to go to Twice. You girls are way too sweet. And I definitely like your music, and I like how you guys are doing with your music. So definitely keep that up. So, yeah.
All right, guys.
Like, that's all.
That is the end of the K-pop series that we had today on Controversial Minds. It's definitely a different genre of music. It's interesting. It's new. It's exciting, you know. And I think it's going to shake up the music industry of the U.S. a bit and provide us with something a little bit refreshing to indulge in and engage in. So if you haven't heard about K-pop, go check it out. Shout out to BTS. Shout out to EXO. Shout out to my man, Randy. I'll go follow him on Instagram. I'll go follow him on Facebook. And show some love to the podcast. Thank everyone for listening. I greatly appreciate it. If you liked it, leave a comment and a rating. And if you didn't, I still appreciate you for investing the time. Love and light. And this is another episode completed. Ooh.